we're working with Coles as we speak to investigate what's happened. Our understanding is that this has been a little breakdown in their processes in their supply chain. Coles are very aware of the restrictions on uncooked fish products into Tasmania, and they have a whole lot of processes. We've seen their lists. They have a whole lot of processes to prevent this happening. At the moment, we don't understand where the breakdown in their process is, but they're proactively looking at what the breakdown in that system is in order to make sure this doesn't happen again.
What sort of checks are there from the point of view of Biosecurity Tasmania to monitor the way this fish comes into Tasmania?
As you can understand, we can't have officers living at supermarkets. We don't routinely monitor supermarket shelves. It's importers' responsibility to do the right thing. We were notified of this yesterday through a member of the public alerting our fisheries group and responded very quickly. Coles have been very cooperative, have immediately issued a recall of the product. The nature of biosecurity these days, with the increasing globalisation, trade, movements of materials, means that we rely very heavily on partnerships and arrangements with industry and the community to monitor and respond quickly. This is a really good example of that system working. We've had a vigilant member of the general public pick up on something. We've had the industry, in this case Coles, respond very quickly. Our officers have been on the ball, out there very quickly, and the risk has been managed.
There must be a concern, though. I mean, when I heard about it late yesterday, I actually went down to my local supermarket and had no trouble finding this fish on the shelf and purchasing it. That must be a concern for you.
It is, but we also recognise that sometimes systems, as good as they are, break down. Now, we need to understand why this one has broken down. We know it's not a deliberate action. We know it's inadvertent. We know the risk is pretty small of this being a problem. However, it's not a permitted import, and we've responded.
Just explain to us why it's not a permitted import into Tasmania, yet freely available on the mainland.
The main difference is we have a very large and very important industry here that we're protecting. The reality is that the likelihood of these materials introducing pests or diseases is very small. However, risk assessment has two major elements. There's the likelihood of the introduction of pests and diseases, in this case very, very small. A whole lot of very unusual things would have to happen in order for that for a pest or disease to be introduced by this product. However, the other element of risk assessment is consequences. And the consequences to the Tasmanian salmon industry and the Tasmanian economy is enormous. And so balancing those two things, our assessment is that we're not prepared to take the risk.
Lloyd Klump, as head of Biosecurity Tasmania, how do you view incidents like this from a staffing point of view and from a reaction from Biosecurity Tasmania point of view?
I'm very fortunate to have a really fantastic team of dedicated, hard-working people. And this is an example of the system working, but also that dedication and that hard work by our staff. They responded very quickly. They've done a fantastic job, and they continue to do that day to day. I hesitate to say that this sort of thing is normal business, but effectively it is. We get detections of various things at the border on a day to day basis. Effectively, this is at the border for us, and we respond on a day to day basis. Our staff are very good at this sort of thing.
There's been lots of stories in the media recently about the workload for your staff, unions saying that the staff are under a lot of stress. From your point of view, how do you view those stories in context with what you know about what the staff are doing?
There's no doubt that every biosecurity agency is under more and more pressure these days. The nature of the change in trade and globalisation does impose extra demands upon us. Our response is to try and put in place a system that is smarter and more able to meet those demands. We're doing that. And our staff understand that. They're working very hard to adapt to those systems. And as I said before, we can't do this alone. This is an example whereby we need the cooperation of the community. We need the cooperation of industry. And that's the sort of thing that takes the load off our staff.
Should Tasmanians be confident that Biosecurity Tasmania can protect the interests of Tasmanians and indeed Tasmanian farmers?
Absolutely. We've been doing it for a long time. We're doing it now and we'll continue to do it.
And with this incident, will Coles face a penalty?
Short answer is not likely. The prosecution and the law is one tool to achieve practice change. Our aim is to achieve that practice change, and we will use the appropriate tools to do it. And now in this case, it appears, the investigation is still continuing, it appears that this is an inadvertent, small episode of the supply chain leaking. What we want is for that not to happen again, and we'll use the best tools we can to achieve that.
This incident also brings into view strongly labelling of food. Do you get frustrated when you see products like this that it's really hard to find out where they've come from and indeed whether they should be here?
Yeah, that is a difficulty. And I think if you look at the labels on these ones, you have to really search to see that it's not a product of Tasmania. It's very difficult to find. It would be nice if that was a bit easier for the consumer and us to be able to see that.
And the message to the consumer, be vigilant?
Absolutely. As with all of our biosecurity risks, the best and most effective surveillance mechanism is people alerting us to these sorts of things. We're very grateful for the member of the public who alerted us to this event and to lots of other members of the public who have contacted us for other events. Sometimes nothing comes of them, but occasionally they do, and it's a really important mechanism for us to be alerted to what's happening out there in the wider world.